Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 48. Dear Gopal, I tend to focus very strongly on a person, whether it is a friend, partner, colleague or teacher, and I spend a lot of energy on these varying persons. I have started trauma therapy with the result of a close bond to the therapist. However, I have for some reason been drifting more and more apart from many people and I often feel very lonely. Shouldn't this work have the opposite effect or is this part of the process? Thank you. Okay, first it is important to talk about that with your therapist. Ask him this question. And what I can say to your question is that most probably you belong to the merging type, and that means that in your childhood you have basically experienced an attachment loss. That means you had some attachment, some secure relationship, but it was not completely stable and safe, and in a way there has been an attachment loss for whatever reason, and this loss has not been integrated, and thus you still focus on others and subconsciously try to complete this attachment loss. The problem with that is that you are not a child anymore and you don't need the other person for your survival. That's the one problem. The other problem is if you approach others from a child perspective, then this will trigger defense reactions in the others because they don't want to play parents with you, and this is not the level of grown-up relationships, so this will in any way fail whether you reach the other or not. So this is your developmental trauma. If this process of trying to reach the other fails, then you experience the old states that has not been integrated and where you are lost in a way. And if you would read the other, this would also not work, because this would mean that you create a relationship where you play the baby and the other plays the parent. And this doesn't work because there are two grown-ups. As grown-ups, we need a relationship that is based on sharing what's there. So, as a general recommendation, it's not about focusing on the other, like you write, it's about sharing what's inside of you in relation to the other. This brings the contact you are searching. Again, it's not about focusing and putting your whole energy onto the other person as if the solution would be out there. It is not. And this does not bring you in contact with that person. It's the opposite. You have to come back to yourself and look what's there inside of you, thoughts, emotions, body states, in relation to the other person, and then share that. This is important for the merging type and to make the difference more clear. For example, if you constantly think when you will meet the person again, what this person is interested in, when you ask him or her when he comes back, and so on. This is how you subconsciously try to complete the attachment loss of your childhood. And this is not the solution. The solution would look like that you, for example, share with that person, there's a feeling of loneliness. There's a strong longing to reach you. There's the imagination in my head that I have to spend a lot of time with you. This is honest sharing. It's not grasping. And it doesn't matter what person it is. Your subconscious will always select the best projection possible. So if it's not the friend, then it's the partner. Your system will in any way select one person, and then you subconsciously try to solve your childhood, and this is not working. And I hope with this information you can stop that and try something else. And The difference is, again, instead of reaching the other, is sharing what's inside of you. This is the solution. You're right, I have started trauma therapy, with the result of a close bond to the therapist. However, I have for some reason been drifting more and more apart from many people, and I often feel very lonely. This is not as it should be, from my point of view, because if you have this structure, your therapist should be doing everything that you get in contact with people in your life. So if the therapist allows you to act out what I've described, then he creates a strong bond to him and he makes you dependent. It's not about becoming dependent on the therapist, it's about learning that you don't need the therapist and that you can express and share everything that's inside of you with the therapist. This is a fundamental difference. And the therapist, again, should help you to get more and more in contact with other people in your life. With your structure, the therapist should do everything that you cannot act out your structure, and that means that he is fully there for you, but doesn't allow yourself to make yourself dependent on him, that you are projecting on him. And this, in a way, means that you are not in a real contact with him. If it is like you describe, I don't know. That's just my impression and my opinion. You will see, if you get more and more connections in your private life and you feel more and more independent from the therapist and you get stronger and have more fun and more joy, then you're on the right path. And if not, you have to discuss and talk about that with your therapist. And he should really give you some precise answers to that, yeah, that you can understand and follow, because it's very easy to fall into the trap of the system of a client. As a therapist, you need absolute awareness about what's going on. Otherwise, you enforce the destructive structures in the client. It's just some sentences you have written to me, so I cannot really know how it really is. So please also take my words with care. It's just my first impression to give you some orientation. And I mean, I already did in German, I think, some question how you can test a therapist. You will very soon see if this therapist can help you. Because if you talk about that with him, you immediately see how he reacts, what exactly he is answering and telling you. And if you have doubts, ask again. Yeah, ask him as long as you are absolutely sure that this person can help you. And if there are doubts, then look for someone else. You're right, shouldn't this work have the opposite effect, or is this part of the process? Yeah, it should have the opposite effect. If it's in the first two or three sessions you experience that, that's not a problem. But I don't know how long you do this therapy. These kinds of problems, generally, from my experience, can be solved within a few sessions. It's not a big thing. So if you are doing this therapy for months, then something is going wrong. This is my personal opinion. It's like I make this example. If your car is broken and you bring it to the garage and the guy says, well, we probably need 3 or 4 months. Yeah, please come every week. Then it would be strange. And it's the same thing with trauma therapy. If a trauma therapist knows what he's doing or she's doing, you will have in practically every session a completely new experience. Now, it's a question what you do with my words. I would ask him, I would confront him with your doubts, and then you will see.